I joined in 1971. I had my husband at one end of A at Ward and my mother at the other, having operations, and Iris Cropp, who was chairman of the Friends then, saw me and said, "You ought to join the League of Friends, Sheila." So I did. And to begin with, I just did one trolley a month because I had small family. It was, the most convenient thing to do. And I used to... There are always two people on our trolleys to go around the wards selling newspapers and sweets and such. Like, in the very early days, it was a very small trolley, so we didn't have a great deal of choice, but it was always newspapers. And we went round, all the wards, and especially the men were very pleased to get their newspaper. It usually took about 2 hours in those days. The hospital was, very full in those days, so it sometimes it took a bit longer. But when I joined, we were definitely pink ladies. We had these pink nylon overalls, which were okay in the winter, but in the summer were not awfully good because they didn't breathe. Later on, we moved into tabards, which were much better. In the early days, they started... I think they started before the QE2 with the pink overalls, because I had my daughter in Petrie maternity home, and that the afternoon she was born, the first person I saw was actually an ex-neighbour pushing the trolley wearing a pink overall. I don't quite know when they started at the Cottage Hospital, but they definitely... We did have some archive material from the Welling Times about them, yes, when they first started, because I think with the profits the first year they bought two hairdryers for the mothers, because we used to stay in 10 days in those days, so people, definitely wanted to wash their hair and such like. But the day I started on a Tuesday, it was a couple who were there that day, and I'm sure one of the other gentlemen who's on the photograph, he was a very sort of active member. And I'm not quite sure when the Sunday trolley rota started, but that was manned by the Welling Rotary Club. Yes, for a good many years as I provided the people to push that, so they were usually couples on that one. Yes, yeah. I mean, there's always obviously been a preponderance of women, because a lot of people were only in their 40s or 50s, because women didn't have jobs in those days or careers. So the men were all having, as it were, gainful employment. No, gainful is not the right word, but... But I guess Mr. Askew and Mr. Milne were retired, so that's why they were active participants. In the very early days, your profits would only be just a few thousand in a year. 50 years ago, it was all, it was all pre-decimalisation and money hadn't gone sort of mad. So, no, it is amazing. One of the reasons was that we didn't pay a rent for the shop, but we gave all our profits to the hospital by way of buying the equipment. The departments would put in requests for equipment, which the executive committee would study, etc., and then decide. We never really gave cash money, no, as it were. No, it was always fulfilling requests. I know that in the early days the Friends were involved in the fundraising for the postgraduate centre, but that was really before I was, very, very involved in it. It was surprising if, I was looking at some old lists and the number of things that we purchased in a year was quite amazing. And then when we hit the £1 million, we made a bit of a feature of that. The Autumn Fair was a big money raiser. I think perhaps I'm not sure whether the Friends had a cake stall or something like this, but they were definitely definitely involved in that, because that was a sort of great event. I think it was usually September time they had it.